and the next from Shank is Glass House. Glass House, and this next, rather ironically, is from some people from County Durham. In fact, it's for Eli, I think it is, from Sue, and to Paul from Ali, and also for Pete, and all of them are lingering at Her Majesty's pleasure. And I've also been asked to play something from Graham in Southend for all in Blunderstone Prison in Suffolk, and in fact, this is for all of our listeners who wish they weren't where they are. Jar, from the LP Jar Light Shining, this is Clint Eastwood, Long Run Shortcut.
Somebody my first time they don't get nothing yet, you know? Will I hear my man? Coming to me, father, get his father to the fly. Coming to me, father, get his father to the fly. A long run jacket. I told me to see that a long run jacket. Yeah. You speak all me money and you run away. One of these days that you gave me a message, I feel a long run shot, yeah. I come and say that a long run shot, yeah. Me say that it's all my things and you run away.
One of these days I gotta get you my way. Till I'm run jacket. I told me say, till I'm run jacket. You know, no matter what you do and everything you make me bend. And now I really tell you from my music it must be to say that long run jacket. I told me say, say that a long run jacket. You know, you make a little girl and then you really know how. I know you really tell me that you really got enough. The long run jacket. I told me to say that's a long run jacket. You know, you kick all my shoes and you run on the blues. I don't know what to do and then I really got into. The long run jacket. Long run jacket coming your way. Say so. The long run jacket. I told me to say that's a long run jacket. You know, you take all my money and you run away. One of these things you gotta come my way. Me say that long run jacket. No man a bet. The long run jacket. Brrrr. Hey, Mr. Tampai man. Me say that, hey, Mr. Tampai man. You tell me hello and then you take me for a fellow. The long run jacket. No man a bet. The long run jacket. Brrrr. Ah. The the long run jacket. I told me say, the long run jacket. Tell you I am a man. You see it on my shoes and then you left me naked. Take on my shoes and then you left me naked. You take on my food and then you left me hungry. The long run jacket. Why? Long run jacket.
You may well remember the excellent Long Run Short Catch by Rankin' Joe, which I played quite a lot of last year. There's a reading of the same sort of thing from Clint Eastwood on Jamaica Sound Records on an LP called Jar Light Shine. Waiter, there's a Hawk Lord in my suit.
My diary, they didn't do me no good.
Cork Lords on Charisma, and that's 25 years, the previously unissued version thereof. And that's also available as a 12-inch, too, on a rather nasty kind of grey vinyl, with an extra track on there, which is called something like H2SO4 or something equally intergalactic. These are the adverts, their new single. I played it to you on Tuesday. It's even scratchier now than it was then, but still worth hearing. It's called My Place. Issued early in June, a new single from the adverts, and that's called My Place. And I was staggered while I was going through this great pile of letters today to find the first I can ever remember receiving from anybody at my old school. And I was very pleased to get this, actually. So, for Will Scott, John Gabriel, and Tim Ward of Moses Hall, and also for Peter Cox, this is Dr. Feelgood. Perhaps an appropriate title, Every Kind of Vice.
Every kind of vice.
I told him.
Thank you.
Feel good from the LP As It Happens, and that's Every Kind of Voice. And these are the Flowers from Fast Earcom and Criminal Waste. technical staff have pointed out that there's the most unusual quantity of surface noise on that, and indeed this is the case. But nevertheless, there it is. Those are the flowers, criminal waste, from Fast, Earcom, whatever it is. Small LP, big EP, no matter what. This is Howling Wolf. Shake for me, and you won't be too surprised to discover that we follow that with Shake.
Run away!
but not mine. And there was a shake. And here's a record which arrived, actually, I think, on Wednesday morning or some such time at the BBC. But it's by some people called Dry Rib, as far as I can tell, and it's on Clockwork Records. And the title I can't give you, because although it's printed on the label, the hole in the middle of it goes straight through the middle of the title. So it begins with A and ends with A. But what happens in the middle, I simply have no idea at all. It's good stuff, though, certainly.
Thank you.
Something on Clockwork Records by Dry Rib. And while that was going on, I got a phone call from a flower whose criminal waste I played earlier on, if you know what I mean. That was the title of the piece. And the flower said that that wasn't surface noise that accompanied the piece, but actually a sound effects record of rain. So our technical staff got it all wrong. Never trust technical people, I've always maintained that. And let's see. Today it's Ian's birthday, and Ian, who's a friend of Brom and Wheel and Bobby and Nigel, asked me to play Two Little Boys by Rolf Harris, and if Brian had been a little bit more efficient, I should have been able to do it for you. Instead of that, though, these are the Leighton Buzzards.
When I saw you, I just couldn't believe my eyes. Oh, I was happy when you chose me from the other side. I hope. But in time, you let it change. I didn't want you to. But I'm still crazy over you. Don't you know that I'm never gonna let you down? When you call me on the telephone, I'm home. I was excited when you asked me over to your house. Had a meal and a bottle of wine, and every word she made, I think we saw her after all day. Don't you know that I'm never gonna let you down, let you down.
Sometimes feel, don't you, that we're all the buzzards. Am I right? Those are the Leighton Buzzards, and I'm hanging around for single on Chrysalis. And the pig likes that very much as well, and I do too. This is the Tubeway Army, our friends Electric, and this is for Dave Ace Green of Grimsby and a vast number of silly friends. We'll be right back. Our Friends Electric, a hit single too on Beggar's Banquet from Tube by Army, and I've never understood why all the critics slag him off or them off. And we have a session from Tube by Army coming up shortly, being recorded next week, I believe. And on Rock on Saturday on Radio 1, well, there's an interview with Linton Kwesi Johnson. In 2 days, I think, but why not? Linton Kwesi Johnson from the LP Forces of Victory, and that's Fight Them Back. And the Bromley boys are in here on Tuesday, although they run a fanzine themselves, were telling me that they really think that fanzines are a bit of a waste of time these days, and I must admit, I don't agree at all. And this opinion of mine was confirmed, really, while I was going through all of these letters and things today, because a great number of fanzines fell out as I was doing so. And, of course, some fanzines inevitably a bit hysterical, but I'm pleased to see that they seem to be concentrating more on what's happening locally rather than what's happening nationally, in the sense that they talk about their own bands rather than writing rather vague hysterical pieces about the Clash and the Sex Pistols and so on. So, thanks to the people who sent me Scanzine from Nottingham, the NME of Sheffield, another issue of that, more useful stuff on local bands, and a beguiling picture of a part. Alternative Sounds of Coventry, more local bands in there, two issues, in fact, issues 2 and 3, and issue 3 has a piece on specials in it, or Special AKA, from whom, again, a session on this programme shortly. Then there was Granite City 6 from Aberdeen, the Miscreants Memorial issue, and also I got a letter from Bill and Hamish of Aberdeen complaining that I'd overlooked the Miscreants and the Resistors and the Brigade when I was talking about Aberdeen bands a week or so ago. There's a magazine which could be called Blueprint for a Better World, which comes from Chesterfield, from Preston's There Go Those Martians 6, which has information about the blank students. What do the blank students sound like? They sound like this. This is programming now.
Out of date, and it's dark, and it's cold, but I'll live.
Smoky Doke Records, OD2. There's a street, and it's called Sweet Chelsea. Nice record, that, I think, actually. And this is Brian James from his record on BJ1, Ain't That a Shame.
Thank you.
One. That's his first single, first solo single. BJ1, Brian James. And Ain't That a Shame. He's taller than me, too. Quite a bit taller, actually. And amongst the other letters which I've been opening, I'm sorry to keep going on about these letters, but, I mean, they do make a lot of difference, you know, because if you don't read them, you tend to, you know, you tend to really develop an attitude to what you're doing, which is based on reading the music weeklies. And I think this gives you a rather distorted view. So whenever I sit down and go through a great pile of letters, it jolts me back to reality with a bit of a shock. And there were a great wealth of letters in there from the cravats, or from people actually, well, the cravats pretending to be other people, but a lot from the cravats. In the course of which, they asked me to mention that tomorrow they're supporting fashion at the South Warwickshire College, Stratford-upon-Avon. And that is the very place where I was asked a year or so ago to autograph a young woman's breast. And did so, and did so. There's a shake, the last from them. It's Night by Night.
Round and round I go, everyone I know, working all the day away until the evening shows. Then I come alive, opening my eyes, changing back from Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde. Then I'm walking in the road, I feel the chill of the night. It sends a quiver of excitement down my spine. I've been talking to my friends and having fun in the night. I know a lot of good people gonna be me right.
And that's the last from them, and that's called Night by Night. And I forgot to mention, after the Brian James records, the Brian James and the Brains, they're going to be playing at the Marquee in London on the 29th of May, that's on Monday, and the Nashville, also in London, on the 9th of June. This is a Saturday. Could I mention this, asks Brian. I have indeed just done so. And earlier this afternoon, when I was, when I was holding my daughter tight, having read one of these American magazines, which tells you you ought to do that kind of thing from time to time, she was good enough to urinate on me. So this next one's for her. It's called The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise.
Thank you.
Bimbo, and that's their new single, of course, on Virgin, The Day My Baby Gave Me a Surprise. Bit of a voiceover there. I'm getting pretty pacey with these programmes. Could I be the new Kid Jerkin? Because Kid Jerkin and myself, of course, are going to be stuck over the weekend in this Spider's Web motel, embarrassing ourselves in various sporting activities. I just hope that this time he does the swimming. Last time, I think he was a little worried about getting his hair wet or something, and was prepared to let me go into the pool where I nearly died. I'm not about to do it twice. Anyway, to end tonight's programme and this week's programmes, at least for me, of course, tomorrow night is Tommy Vance. These are the pop group from the LPY, and We Are Time.